Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting eighth. The DH, Mark Carrion. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Milt Kyler. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The DH, Glenallan Hill. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Otto. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gladden strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lofton strikes out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga bunts for a single. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Bell reaches second base with a double. Berga moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Alomar is walked intentionally. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball four. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berga scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whiten strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacoby scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Tettleton and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Bell reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive towards short. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whiten moves to third. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whiten tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Jacoby. The throw from Tettleton and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Tanana, and towards Trammell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. Alomar moves to third. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground for a single. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 2 in the game. Deere hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kiler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Lancaster now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lancaster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rod Nichols now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gladden is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gladden hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gladden moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to third. Phillips moves to second. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fielder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gladden tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton is walked intentionally. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Sorrento moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Sorrento scores. Whiten goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Tony Porras-Chica pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Mark Leiter now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Porras-Chica now playing third base. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lewis. Deer moves to second. Skeeter Barnes pinch runs for Rob Deer. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Milt Kyler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Gladden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball towards left. Bell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bell. Kyler scores. Gladden goes all the way around to score. Phillips moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Porras-Chica juggles the ball. That's an error on Porras-Chica. Phillips moves to third. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Barnes now playing right field. Mike Henman now pitching. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 4 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.